creating greatness runs in this family. The famous World Cup trophy was made in this workshop in Italy in 1971 by Silvia Gazzaniga. The artist beat more than 50 other designers to be chosen to replace FIFA's original trophy. Gazzaniga's son says the current World Cup trophy design is special because it can be photographed from all angles, giving a full world view.
He was also thinking how the winner have to use it in front of the camera. And so he was starting a way that they can really keep in the hand and rise like a cup in a ceremony.
The cup was first awarded to what was then West Germany in 1974. It's made of 18-karat gold with bands of malachite on its base, depicting two humans holding up the earth. It's nearly 37 centimeters tall and weighs more than 6 kilograms.
I'm trembling with anticipation to see the trophy because I'm so excited to work here that I can't wait to see it on television and feel that emotion that my colleagues have felt over the years when they produced the World Cup.
Gazzaniga, who died in 2016, originally worked as a sculptor under business owner Giorgio Bortoni. His firm still holds the rights to making the iconic trophy and others, including the UEFA Champions League and the African Cup of Nations. Today, its CEO is the granddaughter of the man who hired Gazzaniga many years ago.
When you love something so much and you worked so hard to receive it, you just love it.
After the final game is won, the trophy comes back to Italy for a little cosmetic touch-up before being returned to FIFA's headquarters in Switzerland. The winning country gets a gold-plated replica to keep. While Italy did not qualify for the World Cup, the country will still be represented at the finals in Qatar, just in a different way.
We are very emotional about the final, and I guess we are the only Italians that we will be like crying during the final match because we will know we'll be on the podium.
A family tradition elevated to global icon status. Leah Harding, Al Jazeera.